More tithers so that it takes longer, more people. Praise the Lord. You know, I've learned a long time not to count people. It doesn't really matter. Well, God shows up and one life at a time is being changed and is growing in the Lord. You know, that's what matters. That's real. And I know there's a lot of times you get more excited, right? When there's more people in, like, you get really excited. But, you know, those moments, they come and they go, right? At the end of the day, what really, really matters is your personal relationship with Jesus Christ. Is it growing? Is it growing? Is it maturing? Because you can go through an excitement time of just, but at the end of the day, it all fitters away and it's back to just you and Him, right? And so it's good. It's good to be in fellowship. It's good to have excitement. It's good to have enthusiasm. But I'm learning in life that these things, they come and they go. Feelings come and feelings go. But what remains the same is are we real? Are we serving our Lord? Are we in it no matter what? Are we serving Him no matter what? Are we Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? No matter what happens, I'm going to serve Him. I'm going to praise Him. And I believe there's a lot of hearts in this place. No matter if the numbers are large or small, we can go whatever. But I believe, I'm excited, and I believe that there's a lot of hearts in this place that just want to get it right with God and to move and to act and to be used and to grow. And it'll come together in His timing, but I'm excited as a pastor, just one step at a time. And we're going to just see God do amazing things. I really believe that. You know, well, the Bible says that He has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind. And as we've been talking about praying more, And just praying and believing and letting it go. You know, praying is one of those things where like on Tuesday nights when we were coming in, when you come to just pray, there's no receiving, so to speak. Like, you're not just like listening to someone give you a thought, or you're not able to sit and just kind of absorb. When you come to pray, you have to give, right? You gotta like, okay, I got to actually start saying some words here. Right? I got to start praying to God here. So doing an hour of prayer is different in the sense that you don't just come to receive. Oh, bless me, you know, good, we're in church together. It's more of an outpouring and a giving of just you having to act, you having to push through the walls, you having to pray through. And I was really excited. I mean, on this Tuesday, we had our more than usual crowd, and it was exciting because we're just believing and just praying and just believing that God's going to move in situations in the church, in your life, in your situation. So I'm excited because once you understand, and I said this last week, if you really, really believe that when you pray, God supernaturally intervenes on your behalf. If you believe that, you won't stop praying. Amen. If you believe that, you would no longer ever use "I'm too tired" as an excuse or "I'm too busy." You would make it happen, right? If you're really in your heart knew and you believe that prayer changes things, that prayer is powerful, that God supernaturally intervenes, you would knock things out of the way to make it happen. Amen? And it's the same thing with many things in our life, you know, with church attendance, with tithing. If you really understood that when you tithe, that God's going to just bless you abundantly, you know, maybe not today and tomorrow, but He will. Amen. He will. Then you would be excited, right? You'd be a cheerful giver because you just know God's good. So the series has gone this way. We talked about can God be persuaded, and that was kind of an interesting topic, right? Because you have the Bible stories where Moses pleaded to God, and God said okay, and so we talked about that. And yes, God can be persuaded. And I've been thinking about this, and I'm not ready to preach on it yet. But about the theory of predestination and free will. It's something I've been throwing around in my head and reading the scriptures, and I think I have a good answer for that. But, you know, people get confused because if everything is predestined, what's my free will about? Right? But they actually are both true. You always have to read the whole Bible, right? Because there are scriptures that talk about predestiny, right? That everything is destined, predestined. And there are scriptures that said, choose this day whom you will serve, which is a free will. Amen? They actually both are true and they both go together. But today's not the day we're going to get into that. It's an interesting topic. We might be coming soon. But they both actually are true. They're both actually very true. And God has a beautiful plan for your life. But you do have a free will to choose. Why? Because if you didn't have a free will to choose, you would be a robot, right? And robots don't need to pray. They just do what they're programmed to do. But you have a free will. And there's a reason you have a free will is because God loves you. God loves you. He loves you. And you can't have love if you don't have free will to love back, right? They don't mix. So God can be persuaded. We talked about that. There's why prayer works. We talked about that. Prayer activates faith, obedience, humility. It works. It goes together and it's powerful. And prayer, the impact of prayer is a supernatural intervention. We talked about that last week. And like I said, if we really understood that, believe that, you'd be like, I need to pray. I need to pray. I need to pray. And I used to, and when I was younger, I used to think like this, and I don't think like this anymore. And, you know, there's a lesson in that. God honors honest ignorance. You know what that means? That sometimes we believe and pray, and it's just not right. They're not scriptural necessarily, but God doesn't hold it to us because He knows our hearts. We're trying, right? He does honor honest ignorance. And I go back and looked at some of my old notes from like when I was a youth leader. You know, I still have those notes when I took and I spoke. And I'm like, I don't agree with that. I don't agree with that anymore. But he honors honest ignorance. But I lost my train of thought. I was going to tell you something that I used to think that I don't think anymore, but it's gone. Let's move on. Jeremiah chapter 29:11. If you'll turn there with me. Supernatural. Prayer brings supernatural. Do you believe that? Am I talking to people who believe what I'm talking about here? Prayer brings supernatural intervention by God. What I want to talk today about is supernatural peace. Anybody need peace out there? Whew, peace. Amen. Peace. Supernatural peace. One of the supernatural events that begins to occur in your life when you begin to pray is that, and you begin to pray often, is peace. Who needs peace this morning? We can all use a little peace. Amen. Jeremiah 29:11. Let's turn there. I got it here. God wants you to be at peace. How do I know that? One of Eloy's favorite scriptures tells me that, and it's here. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you. See, God knows you, and He knows the plans He has for you. Saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil to give you an unexpected end. See, God's will is for you to be at peace. His thoughts to you are for you to be at peace. Just like we read in the New Testament where God says it is not God's will that any should perish. So it is not God's will that any should perish, and it is God's thoughts that you be at peace. See, this is how God thinks of you. He wants you to be saved, your name written in the Lamb Book of Life, and He wants you to be at peace. Well, if God wants us to be at peace and God is all powerful, God is all, then we should have access to this peace. Amen? And the good news is that you do have access to supernatural peace. You have it. The world definitely needs more peace. If you go to Matthew chapter 6, verse 27, Jesus himself, I know because it's read in my Bible. If it's read, it's Jesus speaking, right? You got that? If it's read in your Bible, Jesus is speaking, and it says in Matthew chapter 6, verse 27, which of you by taking thought can add one cubit unto your stature? In other words, by worrying, how's that going to increase you? How are you going to advance? By worrying, you're not going to go anywhere. And Jesus does not want us to worry. He says, lay your cares upon me. My yoke is easy, light. So, obviously, as you read through Scripture, God wants us to be at peace. Jesus tells us it doesn't do you any good to worry. Be at peace. So since we know that this is God's will for us to be at peace, why are so many people lacking peace? Amen? Christians, I'm talking about Christians. Because we stop praying, we stop believing, we stop being intentional, we stop putting everything aside to make sure that we're there to pray. We stop putting God first and to make sure that we take care of our prayer life. I mean, I like the way Brother Green was a lot more direct than I am, but sometimes I can, Brother Green's influence kicks in on me and I can be a little direct too. You know, if you're not praying every day, you're missing it. If you're not intentionally setting time every day to pray and talk to God and tell him what you're worried about and tell and pour everything and give him everything. If you're not doing that every day where you purposely are making time, you're missing it. You're not getting the prayer part. You're not getting the part where this is critical for your growth, for your peace. You're missing the supernatural peace that is a gift to us, that God's given us in his word. And you need to change that. There needs to be a change in our life that says, okay, I need to be intentional. Because if you really believe that prayer brings God's supernatural intervention in your life, and that prayer brings peace, and that prayer works, then you would make it happen. Right? It's like when you tell your child, you can't have any candy or that stuff until you eat your greens. Right? That's the only way you're going to get them to eat their greens. There's no other way because they want this over here. They see this, but they got to do this. And same thing with prayer and your relationship. You got to know that when you begin to pray and you begin to be persistent in your prayer life, there's a big God supernatural intervention thing about to happen in your life, and you'll be at peace. Do you see it? In Philippians chapter 4, verse 4, if you'll turn with me there. Philippians chapter 4, verse 4. I thought I had them all marked, but that one's not marked. I got it. Philippians chapter 4, verse 4. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Here's a scripture that is our foundation to what we're talking about today. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication. With thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And what happens when you do that? And the peace of God, which passes all understanding. You know what that means? Supernatural peace. Amen. Shall keep your heart and your mind to Christ Jesus. Powerful. That's one of those scriptures that you underline in your Bible. by the way, if you haven't done so already. That's one of those thoughts you do write down. If I want peace, you're supposed to write a thought down, so I'm giving you a hint. Here's one. If I want peace, pray in all things. Pray. Pray. This is one of those verses in the Bible that it's a jewel. Number one, it says, be careful for nothing. In other words, take nothing for granted. Number two, in everything in prayer. Number three, have a thankful heart. Have a thankful heart. You know, God's going to come through for you. Be thankful that He's already done what He's done in your life. Have a thankful heart and pray and pray and pray. Tell God what's bothering you. Tell God everything. Talk through it. It's okay. It's okay to tell God you're not happy. It's okay to say, God, I don't understand. I know you're supposed to answer, and I've been waiting, and it's been tough. That's okay. Talk to Him. He wants to hear that. He wants to know what you're thinking in your heart. He wants to hear from you. He wants you to be honest with Him. I've had those conversations with God before where I don't understand why things are happening. One of the things that causes a lot of stress and lack of peace is finances. Finances. Being in a situation where you're stuck. Where you're stuck. Been there. Tell God. Talk through it. Talk to Him. Supernatural peace will begin to flow into your heart, into your life, because you're talking to Him. Prayer is simply talking to God, right? That was a quote last week from Billy Graham. Prayer is simply talking to God. Then verse 7 states that the peace of God, which is not natural, in other words, it is not natural in this world. This peace that's going to come while you're still going through hard things, peace can come. It's a supernatural peace that will flood your heart. The peace that passes understanding is a great thing to experience. When according to all circumstances, you should be upset, or you should be in panic, or in turmoil, or in worry, yet somehow, some way, some peace has come that is unexplainable. It is a wonderful experience. Amen. And it is real. Amen. Peace in the storm is real. It comes through prayer. It comes through prayer. You know, on Tuesday nights, as we just start and go 1 hour and it's just pray, pray, you know, there's just a peace. It's hard to explain. Just everything's going to work out. God's going to figure this out. God's going to make a way where there is no way. You leave these doors and everything is still the same. But there's a peace. A peace that passes understanding. Trust Him. And you have access to this supernatural peace. You cannot buy it. It's not for sale. It is a free gift. Amen. Hallelujah. It's a free gift. It's for you. It's for me. It's available to all of us. A free gift. This is an awesome, awesome supernatural peace that we all have access to if we begin to pray, 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 pray. God's word is clear. God wants us to pray and pray often. God promised us an answer to our prayers as long as we don't ask amiss. He says whatever we ask, He would give us. One of the impacts of prayer is a supernatural intervention of peace. Peace is yours. If you trust God for it, peace. In the Jewish world, that's called shalom, right? Peace, shalom. You have the access. You have this access to shalom. Amen. To peace. The last scripture I want to cover today is in Philippians chapter 4, verse 8, as we get ready to close. Philippians 4, 8. Philippians chapter 4, verse 8. 8 and 9. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, and whatsoever things are honest, and whatsoever things are just, and whatsoever things are pure, and whatsoever things are lovely, and whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. Those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do, and the God of peace shall be with you. The God of peace. When we begin to pray regularly with purpose, God begins to fill our spirit with good things, with good thoughts, with righteous thoughts. As mentioned in verse 8, whatsoever things are honest and pure and lovely and good. See, when you begin to pray, He begins to flood you with that. In other words, your mind, God, by the Holy Spirit, supernaturally begins to replace all your worries and everything that could go wrong and begin to replace it with things that are pure and good. But you got to be in prayer for that to occur in your spirit. So this scripture reminds me of that God changes our thoughts and gives us good thoughts and righteous thoughts, as mentioned in verse 8. Honest things, pure things, lovely things, good things. In other words, the Holy Spirit fills us and refocuses us to think about godly thoughts and not thoughts of worry. See, what we need, church, as Christians, is to pray. And when that worry and the concerns overwhelm you, it's time to just sit at Jesus' feet and pray and pray and pray. Not just once, not just twice, but keep praying until the answer comes. That was this thing I was going to say earlier that I said I had forgotten. Let's come back. So I guess I was supposed to tell you. I used to think that I should just pray for one thing I'm worried about and just leave it with God and have faith and move on to the next thing and the next thing. But I've come to learn through reading scripture and circumstances. You keep praying and you keep praying for the same thing until God intervenes supernaturally. That's what I gather when I read these scriptures, when the lady is coming to the judge and just over and over petitioning and petitioning on the same thing. And Jesus said, how much more will God answer when his children petition him over and over? Don't just forget about it. Just keep on praying and leave it there. And I guarantee you, not because I'm telling you, but because it's in this word, you begin to pray and pray and pray and pray, and the supernatural peace that passes all understanding will come to your life. We read it in Philippians chapter 4, verse 4 through 9. We read it there. Be careful for nothing, and everything in prayer and supplication, and the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, will keep your heart. You have peace. You need peace. Let me end with this thought. You know, I grew up here in Donna, 25th Street, close enough to East Donna, where the bad side of town, where there was a lot of drugs and violence in that area. But we were just outside of it. But we grew up there. And my mom, who's here today, she's brought us to church when I was 5, 6 years old, to this church. But when my mom was going through hard times early in her life, in my childhood, I was just a kid. I didn't have any peace. I would worry about things. You know, there was domestic violence in our home. There was alcohol abuse in our home. A lot of things. As a kid at age 7, 9, 10, 13, 15, right around that age, I remember going to school wondering if there was going to be police showing up at my house that night. Because in 5th grade, My parents were divorced, but I don't blame either one of them. I look at it now and I love them both, and I can see how God has really come and restored a lot. But during this difficult time as a child, I lacked peace and confidence. And I dealt with it by trying to ignore everything. Just ignore everything. I remember having this feeling I expect nothing, so that if anything good happens, it's just like a bonus, you know, because just ignore everything. No peace. But I would go to summer camp. And something would happen there. And the easiest way to explain it is a supernatural peace. You know, people I didn't know would pray for me and would prophesy, God's got a plan. They would go as far as being as accurate, I remember, as them saying I would speak in front of people. And I was just 10 years old, 11 years old. And I look back now and I see how God was giving me a supernatural peace that passes all understanding, just like His Word said. It's real. You can't convince me otherwise. At that place, at that camp, at those times, in those prayer times, I don't remember thinking, oh, I wonder if this is true. I remember thinking, wow, I believed every word. God's going to do amazing things. And so many years later, 30 years later, He restored so much. He answered all those prayers. My mom's in church. My dad's in church. They both serve the Lord. No more police. No more violence. It's all gone. Supernatural peace. Because everything was going to be okay. So what changed after those camps? Actually, nothing. I came and I just had this peace that everything's going to be okay. I go back and it was the same. But it wasn't the same. Little by little, you just keep praying and believing. But 35 years later, it's all gone. Fight the good fight. Finish the race. He'll do His part. He'll do His part. With your eyes closed and your head bowed, if you just need peace, I want to pray with you. Financial, relationships, life situations. If you just need peace, it's time to pray. We're going to just pray together. Count of three, if you just want supernatural peace. You've heard it. You've heard the good news. You've heard the word. Come to the front. If you need a miracle, if you need God to intervene financially, whatever it is, come and be at peace. God will make a way where there seems to be no way. It's going to work out. So on the count of three, if you just want peace, there is a peace in this place. There is a peace. One, two, three. That's you. Just come.